Hello, and welcome to the Rembrandt Parables. I'm Tim Cooper. Oscar once said, "Everything changes, and not all changes are bad." Rembrandt and Dorian have gone through a lot of changes recently. They got married. They're just coming back from their honeymoon. And just as they try and settle back into their new life, everything changes. Find out what happens today on The Honeymoon is Over. The moral of today's parable is from Jeremiah 29:13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. The passengers applauded when the plane touched down after the three-hour flight. It was 11:15 on Saturday night. Doreen sighed. The honeymoon was officially over. The newlyweds slowly made their way through customs, then on to the baggage carousel. They held hands as they waited. Back to work on Monday, said Rembrandt. I've been thinking about that, said Doreen. She stared at the ugly tiles of the airport floor. Me too, said Rembrandt. He lunged forward to grab one of their bags. We can't stay there forever. Not if we want a family. One of us needs to find a better career, one of the future, said Doreen. I know, sighed Rembrandt. The topic was dropped. They were both too tired to think about anything that serious. On the cab ride home, Rembrandt thought about their week in Cuba. Already he missed the resort, the beach, the warmth of the people. Now that they were home, it all seemed so far away. They reached their apartment after midnight. The living room was littered with wedding presents. Doreen went to the phone. We have a bunch of messages, she said. It's late. Listen to them tomorrow, said Rembrandt. It was a token objection. He knew she'd listen to them anyway. Rembrandt carried the luggage to the bedroom and started unpacking. Doreen shuffled into the room, still carrying the phone. Her eyes were red and puffy. Doreen sat at the edge of the bed. My Aunt Daphne died. The funeral was last Thursday. They didn't want to disturb our honeymoon. Rembrandt sat next to her and wrapped her in his arms. I'm sorry, he said. The honeymoon was definitely over. On Sunday morning, Rembrandt sipped his coffee and sifted through a stack of mail. He noticed a large manila envelope from Swackhammer, Hiltz, and Blatchford, LLP. It was addressed to Doreen. Rembrandt watched as Doreen's mouth moved as she read through the official-looking documents. What's it say? Asked Rembrandt. It's about Aunt Daphne. She wasn't married and she had no kids. I was named her sole beneficiary. Tears formed in her eyes. What's that mean? Doreen showed Rembrandt the letter and pointed. It means I inherit that much. Rembrandt choked on his coffee. The rest of the day, Rembrandt slowly unpacked as he tried to eavesdrop on Doreen's call to her parents. Talking with them helped her mourn. She was also able to confirm that the letter she received was actually true. She was left feeling terribly unsettled. Rembrandt didn't know what to expect when he went to work Monday afternoon. Doreen worked the morning shift, so she was already back into the swing of things. Herbie met him at the door. Look who's back. It's good to see you before the end, he said. Rembrandt thought he heard him whimper. Stop it, Herb. Quit being so dramatic, said Myrtle. He hasn't even had a chance to get in the door. Welcome back, Rembrandt. Did you have a good time? Of course he did. It's a honeymoon, right? Wink, wink, said Butch. Don't be crude, said Myrtle. It was great, said Rembrandt. What was Herbie saying about the end? Myrtle shot a scolding glance at Herbie. Sorry to dump this on you. The restaurant's for sale. Really? Why? Asked Rembrandt. The old man decided to cash out and buy a piece of the Caribbean. Enjoy the last few years of his life, said Butch. So unless someone buys it, we're all out of here, said Herbie. I heard we may become a sushi place, said Butch. Herbie stuck out his tongue in disgust. That's raw fish, you know. I don't want to serve raw fish. I wouldn't mind it being a burrito place. I love a good burrito, said Rembrandt. Or maybe fried chicken, said Herbie. As long as we don't make burgers, there are enough burger places in the world, complained Butch. Oh, what if we're not a restaurant? What if the new owners make windows or sell carpeting? I don't think I could do that, said Herbie. Myrtle rolled her eyes. Listen, we've talked about this. We don't know what's going to happen, but what did I say? Everything changes, and not all changes are bad. In the meantime, welcome back, Rembrandt. Thanks, said Rembrandt. He slipped into the break room and bumped into Doreen. Great, you're here. Have you heard? She asked. Myrtle just told me, said Rembrandt. Isn't that great? Asked Doreen. A bright smile spread across her face. Rembrandt blinked. Maybe we can stay at Morton's, whispered Doreen. I have no idea what you're talking about, said Rembrandt. We can buy the restaurant. Rembrandt laughed. Are you crazy? She looked at him eagerly. Aunt Daphne's inheritance, she said. Rembrandt realized she was actually serious. The color flushed from his face. It's perfect. We know the business and we know the staff. You were even supervisor once. This could be our future. It's perfect, said Doreen. You said that twice, said Rembrandt. His head was spinning. Suddenly, Rembrandt had a stroke of inspiration. Wait a minute. What about prayer? We haven't prayed about this. I've been praying all morning. You know me, I don't do things impulsively, said Doreen. That's what scares me. Impulsive is my job, said Rembrandt. Promise me you'll pray. I will, but I'm not telling you what I'm praying for, said Rembrandt. Doreen laughed and stroked his face. Fair enough. We'll talk more about it tonight when you get home. That's what I'm afraid of, said Rembrandt. He was a bundle of nerves the rest of his shift. Later that evening, Rembrandt snuck through the door of his apartment, hoping to avoid Doreen. He didn't anticipate she'd be waiting for him. Well? It made Rembrandt jump. Well, what? Asked Rembrandt. You know, did you pray about it? Rembrandt sighed. He had, but he wasn't happy with the answer he got. I prayed about it, he said. And? And I have a question. How do you know for sure? I mean, how do you know you aren't just imagining that God wants what you want? Doreen thought for a second. How did you know we were supposed to get married? Rembrandt flopped on the couch beside Doreen. Your parents paid me to marry you, didn't you know? Doreen smacked him in the shoulder. Be serious. Rembrandt thought for a second. I couldn't do anything else. Marrying you was the right thing to do. I just knew it. Doreen smiled. Apply that to buying the Mortons, she said. Rembrandt sighed again. I guess it's the same thing, but in this case I don't want to do it. Why not? It's scary and hard. I don't know. Maybe I wanted to do something else with my life, said Rembrandt. He was noticed she was whining. Like what? Rembrandt threw up his hands. I don't know. Okay, let's start with what we do know, said Doreen. She crossed her legs and faced Rembrandt. Her eyes were bright and eager. Rembrandt loved that about her. At that moment, he realized that no matter what his future may hold, those bright, beautiful eyes would join him in the journey. That gave him great comfort. Rembrandt swallowed hard. I know we're supposed to buy the Mortons. Doreen's face lit up. She leapt in his arms. I love you so much. Rembrandt felt a pit in his stomach. You better, he said. Thank you for listening to the story, The Honeymoon is Over. As you can tell, a lot of changes are planned for Rembrandt and Doreen in the near future. So please join me for future Rembrandt Parables podcasts. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to contact me through the iTunes store. Just search the Rembrandt Parables or through the website www.therembrandtparables.com. In the meantime, good day and God bless.